We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Doesn't this take you back to childhood? You know, sitting in front of the big, huge TV that weighed 70 pounds in your parents' living room, and there was no remote control. You were the remote control. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory has opened last night at the Altria Theater as a part of the Broadway in Richmond series. And, you know, there are several moments that make you laugh because there are new jokes in this and a lot of new music, too. This is the classic song, but a lot of the jokes come from the guests that I've got here in the studio right now. Bryn Williams is Violet Beauregard on stage at the Altria Theater, and David Samuel is her father, Mr. Yeah. Beauregard. And I'm glad to have you both here. How you feeling this morning after a late night show? This thing, it's not a short show.
No, it's definitely not. We're happy to be here, though. It's a fun show to get to do.
How was it in Richmond? I always ask guests who are used to performing in theaters all around the country. Mm. How did it feel at the Altria Theater?
Oh, super inviting. Even though the theater itself is large, the way that it's set up is just so open, and you can feel everyone's energy, and I think that's the greatest thing about coming to a new city.
You had a good crowd last night.
We had a great crowd last night. They were really enthusiastic, and a lot of adults without kids, which is always my favorite thing to see in the theater.
What is that all about? I thought it was going to be packed with rugrats everywhere, and it was a lot of adults.
No, it's a classic story, so it hits you right in the nostalgia. So anybody can enjoy it, whether they have teeny children or a senior citizen. Everybody knows and loves the story of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And you all have kind of a different take on your characters. This is the way you portray your characters on stage is a little different than in the movie.
It is. They've gotten a little bit of an update. So Mike TV is a computer hacker, gamer, instead of just being into television. Violet is a social media mogul and an Instagram celebrity influencer. But it's still the same classic story.
Yeah, I was looking at both of you on stage thinking, I know these people in real life. Yeah. I know the dad who's constantly pulling out the phone, and everything his daughter does is perfect, and he's putting it on Instagram or on Facebook. I mean, it is a lot of fun. You know, this show, I saw it on Broadway when I was living in New York, and it was spectacular. And I have to be honest, sometimes I see the touring shows and I'm like, oh, please keep the really neat elements. And then when they raise the curtain, you all first arrive at Willy Wonka's factory and you get to see that magical scene from the movie. It lives up to exactly what was on the stage on Broadway. I mean, it was pretty spectacular.
I mean, when they revealed it to us in our first stop, we all were just like, oh, ooh, ah. And then now we get to play with that set every night. And I think that that's a magical thing.
Yeah. How long have you been on this tour?
Over a year now. Yeah. We started rehearsals in August of last year, early August. And our first performance was in September, mid to late September in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
And we've been going since then.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah. That's a lot of performances of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It
and
is.
You and both of you are serious, serious thespians who you know, have done Shakespeare, and I assume. How does it feel doing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory every night?
It's fun. It's fun. It's exciting. I love interacting with people after the show, especially kids who come to see the show, and they have their own imagination that they've put onto the show. They have their own ideas of what the show should be, and then they get to meet us, and they're stuck. And I think that's a great place to be.
Do you enjoy it?
I do. I love it. It's great to be a part of a show that's just happy. And that celebrates the underdog, and the underdog wins, and it's full of hope and joy, and people leave feeling relieved. They get to escape to the theater for a short period of time, and then we send them back out into the world, hopefully with a new perspective on life, and just, it gets to be happy.
This show has some new music, but we played Pure Imagination coming in, and then what else is in it that people will immediately recognize?
Well, of course, Candyman is iconic.
Right. Yeah.
We open the show with Candyman, and instantly you feel the sigh of relief, because when you take a movie and you put it on stage, there's always a little bit of a, oh, am I going to recognize it? Is it going to be the same? But there's Candyman, there's I've Got a Golden Ticket, and of course the Oompa Loompa song, which
that's pretty clever
where
you all do the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah,
it is.
I didn't know whether you'd hire little people to be a part of the cast, but this is, I don't want to spoil it,
right?
Because there's so many little visual fun things that will be surprising to the audience. And one of the two of you got to spill the beans here. Bryn plays Violet Beauregard, so if you've seen the movie, you know what happens to her. And it really happens on stage.
It does.
I really don't want to spoil it, because there's the fun part about being in the theater is, oh my gosh, this, how do they do this? How do you do what takes you out on stage? Can you reveal any of that?
You know, I'm not allowed to say, because Warner Brothers has more money than I do. But we're it's a fantastic effect. The great thing about this show is they take simple things and they make it work. And it is really ingenious the way that everything happens. What happens to me and what happens to Mike TV and Veruca. It's all connected, and it's all very cool.
Yeah, I think the greatest thing about all those simple things is when I meet people after the show who are like, I didn't know how you were going to do this or how you were going to do that. But then it happened, and I was like, yes, that is what needed to happen. And then they're, they want to come back and see it again.
Lots of fun special effects, and the set is great, and the singing, you can belt it out. I'm really impressed. So look, whether you've got a little kid in your life, grandkid or one of your children, maybe even you got a kid who's 18, you can con them into joining you at the theater. It's a great night, and as you said, it's a fun show, just fun, not heavy subject matter that's going to make you wonder about the future of the planet. This is a fun show. It's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, playing all the way through the weekend at Altria Theater. You can get tickets right now at BroadwayInRichmond.com, and you guys forgive me, because Hamilton is coming here to Richmond. Everybody asks me, John, the folks at Broadway in Richmond, can you get me tickets? I don't even know if I'm going to be invited to this thing. But the individual tickets are going on sale not this Friday, but next Friday, the 27th, at BroadwayInRichmond.com. So if you haven't picked those up yet, this is your last chance to get those tickets and see one of the other great shows that's coming through. But this weekend, make sure you check out Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. David Samuel and Bryn Williams, the magnificent actors who are on stage every night here in Richmond. Welcome to Richmond. We hope you have a wonderful time visiting our city.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks
we're
for
excited
having
about
us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.